Yeah. Yeah. Let me just update you again on injuries. We had a full practice yesterday. The only guy that's really out right now is Bryce Treggs, the receiver that we picked up, he's the one that's out right now with the knee. He's out for Sunday. Yeah, it's just day to day. It's the knee. You know, he practiced yesterday. Practiced well. Fully expect him to be available and play in this football game. Yeah.
What made you want to go with Bryce Treggs over Paul Turner?
You know, interesting enough is you're always looking to upgrade. You're always looking to improve your roster, bring in guys that again the competition and that never stops. We kind of got the best of both worlds because we were able to get both guys and. This kid Bryce, what we've seen on film, can be explosive. Got good speed. One thing Paul has for him is he knows our system, and he was very productive in the preseason. So I'm just looking forward next week to hopefully get Bryce out there and get some reps with him.
You talked in the preseason about bringing on Doriel slowly. How much of the playbook right now you're comfortable with him running? And do you expect him to start on Sunday?
He'll play Sunday, we're still because we got him so late in training camp that we're still kind of giving him small doses of the playbook. We're not giving him the whole thing yet. We're just still putting him in certain packages and certain routes and runs and mixing him up and just keeping a small form, until he can fully understand that. Then we can give him more information each and every week.
Matthews, do you see him playing on the outside or mostly in the slot? I mean, do you have him kind of doing both?
Well, I think the beauty of the offense is that our receivers can play both inside and outside just based on formations, I expect Jordan and he will play outside and he'll also play inside and he's such a versatile guy that we try to utilize his size and strength and his ability to create space and matchups that, whether he's inside or outside, it can help us offensively putting guys like that. Even Nelson will end up playing inside, and it's all based on formations. It's not necessarily he's the slot receiver. It's just that he might be a slot receiver or an outside receiver on a particular play.
Confidence has been not an issue, but a focal point throughout camp for the receivers, specifically Nelson Aguilar. He's not struggling, but just he's coming along. How would you assess his confidence level, and what are some of the things that you want to do to get him going?
I've seen the improvement with Nelson throughout camp, and he's the last several weeks, he's really attacked practice well. He's come out, and he's practiced fast. He's practiced hard. He's on the jugs machine, after practice every day. He stays after and gets some routes in. So he's been putting in the time. And with any receiver, whether it be a tight end or a receiver, even a back, you just want to you only got one football, but at the same time you want to get all your guys some touches early in a football game to try to get that first catch out of the way or first run out of the way. And then after that you kind of settle into your plan and see how your defense is attacking and go from there.
Filling that by Sunday or
not right now. Yeah.
One of the Browns defensive linemen, Nassib, said something about that they think Carson's release is slow and that they want to try to take advantage of that. Is that something you've worked with him on?
We've worked on his feet. We've worked on a little bit of the upper body mechanics. We don't feel like it's a slow release. It can be long at times. I mean, he's such a long guy. It can be like, Colin Kaepernick long at times. But anticipation, throwing the ball on time can help that process, get the ball out of his hand fast. The design of the play can get the ball out of his hand fast. So, it's nothing that we've really spent a lot of time addressing with him. More than just working on his feet and his mechanics from his lower body.
Are you planning on using the fullback position? Obviously, Chris isn't on the roster. Trey hasn't really done it, and Frank mentioned maybe an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, but do you plan on using it at all this year?
Yeah, you know, we've experimented with a couple of guys. Obviously, you know, Chris was the guy in training camp. You know, we haven't used it a ton. You know, this of course, you saw last night, you know, the fullback dive for a touchdown. And, you know, but again, we're putting some guys in positions, you know, whether it be an offensive lineman. We've seen Dylan Gordon back there who, you know, who knows what happens down the road with him as far as, you know, being up on game day, things of that nature. But still working through that. You know, we got obviously got Andrew on the practice squad, and we're developing him as well. So, you know, if he comes through, then maybe he becomes a guy that we can use down the road.
Doug, when you're going through installs, how can you tell whether Carson is kind of getting it and, you know, that it's not too much and that he's on the right track that way?
Yeah, you know, it just how he carries it over to the field and how he practices. Can he retain the information and the details of what we're talking about in the meeting? You know, one thing, the way the installs are designed is to, you know, give them a quick blast on the overview of the play, the concept of the play, and then let them get with the position coaches and detail the finer points of the route and then look at all the film and exhaust every coverage that he could potentially see on that play, and then just see how well he manages that in practice. And then not always giving him the same throw on the same route day in and day out. Make sure he's getting multiple throws on the same play, but against different looks, multiple looks. So that's how we kind of gauge where he's at mentally with how much he can handle and how much he can process from the meetings to the field.
Have you kept the communication the same as you did in the first game with you directly to the quarterback?
Yes, the communication hasn't changed that way.
How do you like that?
I love it. One thing it does is it allows for the speed of the offense to take effect. What I mean by that is we can get in and out of the huddle fast. My finger's on the next play, so I can get I can get the play called relatively fast once I get the okay through the headsets that I can talk. So that process has been really good.
The Friday practice in the season, what's it like? And does a player need to practice full on Friday
for
play?
You referring to an injured guy
yes.
potentially
yeah,
playing? You know, I'd say league-wide that if a guy doesn't practice on Friday, that there's probably a good chance that he doesn't play in the game. And by now, you know, unless it's a game-time decision, you know, then you have to address that at that time. But today's obviously a full practice. It's a red zone emphasis day with a review of first and second and third down, short yardage and goal line. And you know, again, typically if an injured guy down the road the next couple of weeks doesn't mean he won't play, but at the same time it sort of hurts his chances to play on Sunday.
So with the running back rotation earlier this offseason, you talked about having a committee approach. Is that still the plan, or are you going in with like Ryan Matthews as the lead guy?
Yeah, Ryan goes in as, you know, as one. Darren's two, you know, from a depth chart standpoint, you know, and then you got Kenyon and Wendell, you know, and both of those guys are very valuable to what we're doing. And again, you just, you know, you want each one does things differently. And we've got it set up, and I've got it set up offensively that we can call on really any running back at any time for a particular play that's being utilized, whether it's run or pass. So all of them, you know, all of them have to be ready. They got to know the full game plan. But going in, Ryan's the bulk of the load.
Do you see all four of them being active for Sunday's game, or is that probably
on? It's not decided yet because we haven't made the final decisions on that. But, you know, they've all practiced well this week, and we're still working through those details. We'll know probably Sunday morning who's going to be down.
What does it do for the confidence of the
offensive line to have Lane Johnson out there? Oh, the confidence is great, and I've seen the confidence in Lane too. You know, just being back with the guys and working and it's really kind of, I don't want to say it's lifted their spirits, but again that group started together that way, and they're going into the regular season that way, so. It's exciting, obviously, for me too as a coach to watch all five of those guys work together. They've got a lot of snaps and a lot of time together, and so I know they're fired up and ready to go.
How much have you tried to cater the offensive plays to be similar to the ones that Carson ran in college?
It's funny because really the offense that I brought is very geared to his strengths. You know, play action pass movement, his ability to run on, you know, throw on the run, things like that. So there wasn't a lot of having to shift gears and sort of favor his strengths. Everything that we've done or what I've done in the past really fits him and the type of quarterback that he is.
Doug, how do you expect the atmosphere to be at the link on Sunday when 1 p.m. rolls around?
I expect it to be electric. You know, I know there's going to be a great 9/11 tribute before the game, and you know, it's something to remember. But I think our crowd's going to be excited. Everything I've heard and sort of read this week is, you know, everybody's kind of excited to see number one Carson, but to see the team and see the guys play for 60 minutes, and it's going to be a great crowd. And you know, I'm excited for it and can't wait till Sunday.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug.